Sometimes we just don't experience Krishna. We don't get any taste in our chanting or in our bhakti. So how do we continue at that time? Yeah, it's tough. Generally, if we consider, a consciousness comes from the soul, it goes through the mind to the body, and then outward. And generally, when we are doing some service, although we can connect with Krishna directly in the spiritual level, usually we don't at our conditioned stage. So we connect with Krishna through the mind, through the body, and through some physical manifestation of Krishna. Say, like we are uttering the holy name loudly. We're looking at a picture of Krishna. We're doing some service with Krishna practically. So now, quite often the mind obstructs the flow of that consciousness. So the mind starts feeling, there's no taste in this. This is done so many times, it is boring. So when this kind of thing starts coming up, at that time, it's okay. So at that time, there are broadly two things we can do. Either we have to raise our consciousness to the spiritual level or get our consciousness to the physical level. And normally we think the physical is material, but it's not that simple. Basically, the physical stimuli can't agitate us unless there is imagination of the mind. Sometimes we may encounter a tempting situation. Say, there is some sports match or some movie or some music which might be mundane, which we like. Which we have earlier liked or which even now we have some fondness for. But if you are doing some very urgent work, maybe some deadline driven work in the company or something like that, then even if that stimulus comes, we don't let our consciousness go too much in that direction. And then when there is no imagination, there is no agitation. So it is not perception that causes agitation. It is imagination that causes agitation. Of course, you could say perception leads to imagination, but not necessarily. We all can think of times when we have had perceptions, but there is no imagination associated with that. So the point I'm making is that when our mind is obstructing us in the practice of bhakti, at that time, it is not that Krishna is no longer attractive. Krishna is still Rasaraj, but the mind is coming in the way. And so the consciousness of the soul comes from here to the mind, and then the mind takes it somewhere else. Maybe, oh, this person did like this, when am I going to do this, how can I do that? So at that time, what we have to do is, it's very difficult to deal with the mind at the level of the mind. It is possible, but it is easier to first get the consciousness out of the mind. That means, acknowledge, I'm feeling bored. But boredom is like a feeling which has come in my mind. I acknowledge it is there, and I move on and do my work. So, get the consciousness to the physical level. Maybe when we're chanting, just take a few deep breaths. And then focus on the sound of the holy name. Or maybe stand and maybe if you're sitting, walk and chant. Do some physical activity. Get the consciousness out of the mind. Now sometimes, the temptation is very strongly, temptation agitation is very strongly at the physical level. Then we get the consciousness out of the body to the mind, and there we think of Krishna. Maybe we chant, maybe we remember Krishna or something. So we have to be expert where our consciousness is getting agitated and where it is safe. So if it is the mind that is agitating the consciousness, then get it out of the mind, get it down to the physical level. Do something physical. Which is, you know, just if you're feeling very sleepy, very, very bored, just walk up and walk and chant. You wash your face. Do something. If you're reading and feeling sleepy, then just start reading aloud. You might read slower, but I found reading aloud is a very powerful way of increasing absorption. You don't have to read aloud to disturb everyone else. It just verbalize. It may slow down, but actually it will go deeper, whatever we are reading. So it's one way to, so we can't control how we feel, but we can choose how we act. We don't have to let our actions be dependent on our feelings. I repeat this, we can't control how we feel. But we can choose how we act. Of course, we may say, if I don't feel like acting, doing this, why will I act? But that's where we focus on the action. And when we focus on the action, then what happens? The action itself gradually establishes a connection with Krishna. So my consciousness is coming from here through the mind to the body, but the mind is obstructing. So it's not allowing you to think about it. So I try to, okay, acknowledge this emotion is there, but I focus on this. It's like, say, if you're doing some important work and some person who is very talkative, that person comes. Now, we just greet them, acknowledge them, and continue our work. Now, they might keep chattering. But if you look at them and start talking with them, they will never leave us there for hours. But if we just keep working, now, if we get up and try to push that person away, we might get involved in that and there is pushing and so many things. Just acknowledge their presence and continue the work. So it's good to try to not battle with the feelings. That is a losing battle, usually. It is better than battling with the feelings is bypassing the feelings. So acknowledge them, but bypass them. And we need to find out what can I do that will physically, maybe it could just be, as I said, chant aloud, read aloud, do something physical which gets us out of our head, gets our consciousness out of our mind. And gradually, that boredom, that distraction will go down. So of course, this is just one strategy. But the principle is that the mind will interrupt us. So that is what Krishna says, that that which tastes like poison in the beginning will taste like nectar in the end. So sometimes the layer of poison is very thin and we do something and immediately we start experiencing joy. We start experiencing taste. Sometimes that layer of poison might be very thick. So we need to find out various strategies by which you can persevere through the poison. So sometimes it might be just start doing it physically and gradually the negative feeling will start going away. Sometimes you might just have to take a break, do something else, then come back. There's no set formula. It's best to see what works and learn that and then have an array of strategies available. Because the mind will obstruct us repeatedly. And we have to find out how to get bypass these obstacles and move on. Okay? Thank you.